At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The time has come.
I woke up feeling really nervous.
I'm nervous for you.
I feel like I'm entering into something. I don't know. Don't you guys feel like you're kind of like joining a cult or something?
Okay.
No.
For anyone who doesn't know what's about to happen, we're not joining a cult. What is going on in your head?
It's just like been, it's this big ominous thing and today's the day we're going to crack open.
There is a lot of energy around it. Even in just the room, but outside. There's energy. Yeah. People remember it. It's a
big
deal.
Like when we would do Live at Five's year, like we would bring this and people just want to touch it. It's like the original Bible. It's weird. Because they're like,
I'm pretty sure the Bible was the original.
You know what I'm saying? It's like people just okay, but I'm gonna hand it to Erica, but you have to hand it back to me.
I follow a lot of rules. I'm gonna be okay with it.
I've never touched it. I don't know that I want to either. Yeah,
you haven't.
No.
Okay, so here's
what Erica's saying. It's like,
If you don't know the backstory, the quick version is my dog found this in Wash Park decades ago.
Right.
We read it a long time ago. No one in the room except myself knows what happens in the diary. I have almost no short or long-term memory, so even I don't remember what happens in this thing. I was thinking that maybe for these first couple of days, we read more than one entry so that we all kind of get a little taste. You got to get a little taste
for it. Get in.
Like, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to read, I forget what it is, but is the first one June 12th, maybe?
Let me open it up. It kind of feels like this thing's going to fall apart. I'm not going to lie.
I expect light to come out of it when you open it.
It is June 12th.
We're going to read June 12th and June 18th. So you got a few pages.
I do have
just for clarification, are we going to do what we did in the past is kind of take pictures of it? So people, I mean, we don't have to, you can go watch the entire reading, but like I just don't want people to think you're really stupid because I think what's going to happen, you're going to...
Oh, people already think that, man.
You're going to hit some areas where the handwriting is so... Like, I flipped through it.
Yeah.
And some parts are real hard to read.
I can already see a few words that I'm going, huh?
Okay.
So we'll just do our best.
Okay. And finally, are you just going to read as you or are you going to adopt a character? Are you going to try to embody... The diary writer.
Do we ever know what her name is?
I don't
remember. I'm assuming it's a woman.
Yeah, with that handwriting.
I think I'm going to start as me, and if a character develops over the next few months, we go.
Okay,
June 12th. I feel silly doing this. I mean, who keeps a diary anymore? I don't even know how to go about doing this. Do I just write, Dear Diary, today it was sunny and I had a latte with Kim and went to work? There was chicken salad for lunch and it was good. And then. I know writing is a good source of release or something or other. I get this.
Okay, Tia, it might be you reading this.
I got this journal for my birthday from Julie. I guess she have thought I must.
Yep. All right. So we're just...
No. Look at that last sentence.
I think what we're going to do is hold auditions for diary readers.
No. I guess she... I'm going to skip that. Okay, wait.
Now you're reading ahead.
No, I'm...
Gather context.
Must have thought I'd have tons to say. Because she keeps asking me if I've used it yet and if I like it and all... And it'll be fun to go back and look at it. This is insane. I understand she never intended for people
better.
To...
I mean, worse, I mean.
Perfect. Okay. It'll be fun to go back and look at it. And make fun of myself for being such an idiot. Oh, good. people who talk to themselves get locked up. It's is it the same for people who write to themselves? Handwriting's getting better, guys. My life sucks right now. Oh, gosh. And I'm supposed to fill up these pages with giant pity pouty?
Party.
Pity party.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm feeling sorry for myself again. How fun. I think it was this stupid birthday bleep that sent me into a case of the blues. I'm 25. Girl. And this shouldn't depress me, but it does. What do I have to show for it? I've got a college degree. You guys. And something about a monkey? I've got a college degree. Aaron, look at this. I've got a college degree. Something useless. Since a monkey could do my job. Oh, which is useless. The monkey could do my job. Assuming Bring you the thought monkey the in. Monkey.
Yeah,
assuming
I think,
you okay. taught the monkey to count. Whatever. Okay, we made it through the first century.
Okay. Couple things. Because I made the commitment to doing two today, and I don't know that we have the time to do two and discuss what just happened. Do we think maybe I hand Erica the diary before and she at least pre-reads the entry?
Like,
or
to be fair, when I showed Erin, she couldn't.
There was the witch looked like jail or bail. It looked like A-I-L. And
it may not even be witch.
Okay, yeah. So we have a little context so far. She's 25.
Mm-hmm. She's 25. Her birthday's around June 12th. She's got a job that a monkey 12th. Could do.
Yes, because it's
and
counting.
And she hates that it's okay. her birthday.
And she's got Julie and Kim as friends.
Julie gave her the diary. Julie Kim did. Had a latte with her.
Okay.
Ooh. All right, you want me to go on to June 18th? We're going to... We're going to do it.
I mean, I don't think we have a choice. But
right,
like,
right.
We
have to.
Okay, Kim comes back up here on this next page. I just saw. Okay.
Oh, June you can read 18th. If you look ahead, but just not when you're in the moment?
I swear, I'm a good reader.
Okay.
June 18th. Okay, I'm 25 and not in control of my life. So now I'm thinking maybe Julie got me this journal for a reason. And the reason is, okay, so I don't know what the reason is yet. But I guess I'll write and find out. And now I can bleep. And not feel like everybody judging me. No one wants to hang out with me. Oh,
you know,
wait,
you could
sorry.
Just say the word and the standards and practices would grab it, but that's fine. You that's just keep good. Saying the word bleep.
That's a good point. No one wants to hang out with the sad girl or the always complaining girl, and no guy wants to date her. This is really sad because I feel like at 25.
This was you.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Kim tries to help, and I love her for trying, but I just want to be cranky and hate life right now or something. She's really enjoying this online dating crap. Bleeped. And trying to get me to do it. Dude, I meet enough creeps just working at the bank every day. I don't recall, or I don't really need to meet the other creeps.
A banking.
Yeah.
Her handwriting is getting wilder and wilder in this one. She's just lucky and I'm not. She met this gorgeous artist guy who is like that scene in the movie where the man of your dreams walks through the door with the hair and he's a sculptor, which is so hot. But how much fun would it really be? I'll bet he's fantastic in bed, though. She hasn't slept with him yet. Get after it, Kim. Awesome. Now I'm living vicariously through my roommate. Oh, Kim's a roommate.
Oh,
and making roommates. Up fantasies about a guy she went out to dinner with once. Sweet. Maybe if I were always the most popular girl in the room with the megawatt smile and the legs up to here, I'd meet the hot internet dates too. Maybe there's a magic pill to get legs like that. I think there's a surgery, actually. Seriously, though, I know I'm not a dog face or whatever, but I'm short with brown hair just like everyone else, and I'm not like Kim. Okay, we just got two more paragraphs. Maybe some magic boyfriend will come into the bank and will say, who's that teller over there? She has such sadness in her eyes. Someone should take her to dinner. Dun, dun, da-da. At least I make myself laugh. I don't know what that sound effect was.
I don't either.
I should stop complaining or comparing myself to Kim. At least I should stop living vicariously through her dates. I'm ready to internet fix my love life. I'm ready to let the internet fix my love life. Question mark? No. Okay. Okay. Kind of brutal.
Yeah.
Well, since that took about 4 hours to read,
we need a bookmark.
We'll get. I'll get you a bookmark.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Oh, I'll get T-Hack a bookmark because that was your first.
Maybe some Hooked on Phonics classes.
Guys, I would love for someone else to try.
Okay, no. Here's the thing. Do we want it? Like, do we want to pass it around? No. I mean, I think we're gonna get Erica to a point.
Okay.
All right, so this will be posted on our socials. Maybe you can watch it at 2x speed. And we'll have a couple more entries tomorrow at this same time.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.